eyes, can you see the haze? Look into my eyes, can you see the haze? I want to look inside your head. I want to look inside your head. Striped dreams, checked fear. Striped dreams, checked fear. I want to look inside your brain. 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 Look into my eyes, can you see the haze? Look into my eyes, can you see the haze? I want to look inside your head. I want to look inside your head. Striped dreams, checked fear. Striped dreams, checked fear. I want to look inside your brain. I want to look inside your brain. I want to look inside your brain. I want to look inside your brain.
How did that song make you feel? Do you feel enlightened? Did it make you feel good? Did it make you feel warm deep inside? Would you call that a fuzzy feeling? Well, folks, that is what we're going for. We're trying to catch that fuzz buzz off the psychedelic rock and roll right now. That's because it's 10 a.m. and it's Saturday. And you're listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. The Fuzz, our psychedelic rock, garage rock, freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock show, 60s revival as well. Sometimes a little bit of early 70s hard psych, you know. Sometimes we get a little loose with it, you know. You just heard the DJs. Striped Dreams, Checked Fear is the name of the song. They were a British beat group based in Sweden, active from the years 1962 to 1968. This song featured on the album Haze with Hep House Records. Yes, indeed. A pretty good one at that, I'd say. If you ask me, I would say. And if I say, you must have asked me. I know somebody did. Somebody out there asked to the open air in front of them, and I responded. This really is the summer of unplanned absences for me, isn't it? If you're waiting on the Instrumental Surf Show last Saturday, I spent the morning harassing the maintenance of my apartment building, but today we got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. My AC is working. It only took 18 days, and I didn't realize all I needed to do was request compensation. As soon as I asked for money, they were like, you just had to press a button. Wow, we just had to press this button down here. We just had to hit it with a hammer, and now it works. Don't reply to the email, though. We're not going to email you back, but we fixed it. So, you know, we'll see what we do about that. Yep. I realize I'm a little bit of a pushover. I'm like Dance Dance Revolution because they're stepping all over me. You know, I try to be amicable to a great extent, and I think sometimes I have to, I have to bear things that I wouldn't normally have to if I just asserted myself more. Fix my AC. Fix the air conditioning. Okay, we're getting out of control. We got more music coming up, you know. I know that's not what you were expecting, but it's happening. Coming up most imminently, we're going to hear the Misfits. Not the Misfits you're thinking of, not the Misfits I'm thinking of. The Misfits from Dallas. They had a song called No One Else. It released in August of 1966, a single on Repent Records. It's a little bit of a love ballad, sort of a classic style, you know. Following that, Children of the Mushroom with August Mademoiselle. I don't know. I don't speak French. It was a 1968 single on Soho. You know, I'd call it perhaps Jefferson Airplane-esque. Some psych rock going on there. The band originated from Thousand Oaks, California. Also the location of my personal favorite record store. One that we used to go to a lot growing up. I have a few stories about it. Sneaking out during the summer. Riding in my brother's Acura CL. Where the rails on the passenger seat did not lock, so it was sliding forward and back the whole time, every time you accelerated or stopped. I got my first record there. My brother bought it for me. It was Devo, Freedom of Choice. I still got it. It's a good one. Yeah, that was Thousand Oaks. That's Children of the Mushroom, August Mademoiselle. And then the Shamrocks, The Smiling Kind is the name of the song. Another Swedish group, a freak beat group. And they were successful in countries like Germany and Japan, and France as well. This is the B-side to their 1967 single, The Rich Life, on Carousel Records. And then finally, Run Babe by The Esquire, a garage group from Indiana who released this single on Showboat Records in 1967. Yes, indeed. I'm going to get out your way. I'm going to let the fuzz commence. If you'd like to call in, the number is 225-578-5578. Otherwise, here is The Misfits with No One Else, 1966 from Dallas.
Is it really me you're thinking of?
53 Summer Street. I probably don't have to say it again. You heard it quite a few times. But that was a song by Turquoise, a group from North London. It was released in 1968 on Decca. Yes. Yes, indeed. Coming up, Hypnotized by the Chants, a 1966 single on Beware Records. This was a Texas band from Dallas, and this song, Hypnotized, was their only release. Following that, we're going to hear the Morticians. There were several groups called the Morticians in the 60s. This one originates from a town called Lamoni in Iowa. Also known as the Fabulous Morticians, they formed at Graceland College, all five members living in the same building, the same dormitory, I suppose. And this single, I Don't Understand, is the name of it, released in 1967 on Guillotine Records as well. It was their only single. Then we'll hear from The Empty Streets. A song is called You Can Make It. It's the B-side to their 1967 single, I'm Not Going to Worry About You, on New Artists Records. They were from Salem, Ohio, active from 1966 to 67. And finally, The Monks with Love Came Tumbling Down. Now, we've spoken about them before, The Monks. They are quite well known for being a proto-punk band from the 60s who sort of broke the norm a bit. They tried to focus on hypnotic rhythms and circular sounds. They were American GIs in Germany that formed this band. This song, Love Came Tumbling Down, featured on their 1966 album Black Monk Time with Polydor Records. And there's some pretty good harmonies in this song, like Beach Boys level harmonies, which they don't often do, so it's cool to hear. I hope you're enjoying the show. You know, we're only about a quarter of the way through, but I think we got a decent lineup for you today. And I think I'm just going to let you get on with it. Well, I'm going to let me get on with it. Do I have to get on with it, or do you have to get on with it? I think you just kind of hang out. You just do whatever it is you were going to be doing on a Saturday morning instead, but with your ears open and the fuzz upon you. Here's the Chants with Hypnotized, 1966 from Dallas. And I feel like I said that last time, but here we go. Thank you. Spell of me now that
see? Oh, baby, can't you see?
Baby, can't you see?
Don't you realize?
Don't you realize?
When I look at you, girl,
when I look at you,
I get hypnotized.
dangerous path for my heart, but I guess I'll never learn.
How about that one? A little creepy crawly punctual tune by the Gorries. It's called You Little Nothing, the opening track to Wanghead Records' 1987 comp It Came From the Garage, Volume 2, also released as a single with Get Hip Recordings in 1995. The Gorries are a legendary garage punk trio from the garage rock capital of Detroit. Yes. If we had to pin it down to a city, certainly Detroit. If we had to pin it down to a state, hey, I'm not gonna lie, it's Texas. That's my approximation, you know. The Gorries are excellent. They're an excellent band. I've been listening to them for quite some time. The first album I listened to of theirs was I Know You Be House Rockin'. The frontman of the Gorries also was in the Dirt Bombs. His name is Mick Collins. And Peggy O'Neill, the drummer, went on to play for 68 Revival, I think is the name of the band. And 68 Comeback, sorry. And that is a group we've heard from sometime last year. Really embodying the punk ethos, because two of the members did not know how to play their instruments when they started the band. And, you know, it's the same thing, similar style to White Stripes. The simplicity is somehow more impactful. You know, that's why I ever started playing the drums, was because Meg White did it and the Gorries did it. And so I can do it, just even if I don't know how to do it. The process, you learn by doing. The process is the act. The learning, yeah, whatever. Who cares? Coming up, we got the Dovers. She's Not Just Anybody is the name of the song. 1966 single on Miramar Records. They were from Santa Barbara. Then Tomorrow with their song My White Bicycle. We've heard it before. It was first released as a single on Parlophone Records in 1967, but also featured on the album Permanent Dream in 1968. The band Tomorrow was active only during these 2 years, 1967 and 1968. They formed out of members of The In Crowd and The 4+1. Those are both bands we've heard from. The In Crowd, I think, we've heard more recently. This was the band. The first ever John Peel session was recorded with this band. He's one of the first broadcasters to play psychedelic music on British radio. Pretty much every recording he does is some of the band's best work. If you go on YouTube, just type in your favorite band's name and Peel Session and see how that goes, because a lot of times you'll find some really good stuff that way. We're not going to hear it. We're going to hear My White Bicycle, the studio version, not the John Peel version. After Tomorrow, but today, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen in a few minutes, but it's after tomorrow. It's The Open Mind. The song's called Cast a Spell. The band was originally called The Apaches, then The Drag Set, and finally The Open Mind, as they transitioned from mod rock into psychedelic rock. This group was from London in the late 60s. And the song featured on their self-titled album with Philips Records, The Open Mind, in 1969. We've heard their song Magic Potion. That was actually an early episode of The Fuzz where we heard Magic Potion, and that song later was covered by The Damned, another great punk rock group. And finally, we're going to hear from The Licorice Experiment, which this band recently featured on an episode of Little Lighthouse with Green Tooth. That is, of course, a show that takes place, it's based in Cleveland. Through the website littlelighthouse.net, friend of the show, also does work with XCSB out there in Cleveland. If you remember my interview with Stanislav Zabic, that is him, Green Tooth. But yeah, he featured this band, The Licorice Experiment, the other day, and I could have sworn it was a band that came across my bow at some time, just never made it onto the show. And so I'm happy to have heard them again, because I just straight up forgot about them. This song, Last Trip, released on their 2019 self-titled EP, The Licorice Experiment. And we'll hear another song from them later on in the episode. But before we get into all that, here first is The Dovers, She's Not Just Anybody, 1966 on Miramar. They're from Santa Barbara. Thanks for listening.
Someone that was new. know she's not just anybody. You know she's not just anybody like you.
Charge that stop feeding. stain on my mind. No matter how I try, can't leave it far behind. I will never forget. It hasn't happened yet.
Listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is K-Ohm by The Black Narcosis, 1968. Sort of a spooky one. K-Ohm is the name of the song. It reminds me of some of the stuff we've heard for the Easter episodes, the more sinister, psychedelic, almost folksy stuff. There's a band specifically that I'm thinking of. I see the album cover, but the name's not coming to mind. It starts with a C, though. If it springs upon me, I'll tell you. But what we just heard, K-Ohm, the band is called The Black Narcosis. It was a 1968 single on Raido Records, R-A-I-D-O, Raido, Raido. It was a garage psych band from Michigan. Coming up, we're going to hear Rubber Rapper. I got dinosaurs on the brain, sorry. Rubber Rapper by Ceiling Smoke, recorded in 1969. This track went on to feature on the 2012 compilation Feeling High, the Psychedelic Sound of Memphis. That was on Big Beat Records. a label we've heard from many a time. Then the Jason Garfield with the song A Picture of Lily. This was a 1971 single on Kef Records. Another gentler tune. They were from Queens, active from 1968 to 1972. Then we'll get into some of the Chicano garage rock of Whittier, California, first with The Midnighters with their song Don't Go Away. It was the B-side to their 1966 single Love Special Delivery, which we heard on our first Valentine's special episode in February last year. That was on Whittier Records, named after the town that they were all from, and Whittier Boulevard. And then, secondly, the Impalas, another Whittier group, contemporaries of the Midnighters. We're going to hear their song, Oh Yeah. It was the B-side to their 1967 single, Come On Up. Yes, indeed. If you'd like to call in, the number is available to you. I'm going to tell you right now. 225-578-5578. Let me know if you have a recommendation for the next episode of The Fuzz. But first, let me give you a calendar update. Next Saturday, the 15th, will be the end of the last week of the summer, meaning that on the 22nd, or the following week, there won't be any spec shows, as I understand it. There will be no fuzz on the 22nd. There will be fuzz on the 29th. Next Saturday, the 15th, is the last episode of Tiger Beach Freakout, the seasonal summer-only surf show that I've had a wonderful time doing. Frankly, there's just not as much content as there is for the fuzz. And, you know, part of the surf show is the summer vibe, and as that fades, I'd like to focus back in on the fuzz. But if that causes you to grimace, if you'd like some more fuzz, not fuzz, fuzz will be here. If you'd like some more surf, tomorrow, DJ Bites has invited me onto their show. We're doing a spooky surf themed episode that is on Mad World tomorrow, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday. So if you're interested in that, tune in. I'd encourage it. We've realized quite a bit of overlap between us in our musical interests. So yeah, tune in. And I always have fun collaborating with other DJs. There's been a couple times where I got to hang out on High Score, which is convenient because during the summer or during the semester, that is the show that is immediately after mine. And every time, it's always so much fun. So I'm excited to do it again with Mad World. It'll be my first time on Mad World, so definitely feel free to join us. But back to the situation at hand, that fuzzy feeling. We're going to hear Rubber Wrapper by Ceiling Smoke. Here it is, 1969, from Memphis. Thank you.
the street of the people I meet, every face is the same as before. You can be sure that it won't be for long. I won't care if I'm here or afar. Everyone's talking that loves her, baby, bragging and grinning and crying. Me is such that it hurts so much that it nearly blows my mind. A picture of memory, what does it mean? I know that it means things will be fine. A picture of memory, what does it bring? I know that it brings me peace of mind. After the night, when the dawn turns to light, the day is the way it must be. I look around, but I don't hear a sound, cause I'm thinking about Lily and me. Everyone's talking, their love's a baby, bragging and being on the planet. It is such that it hurts so much that it nearly blows my mind. Of memory, what does it mean? Know that it means things will be fine. A picture of memory, what does it bring? Know that it brings me peace of mind.
Farewell so long. I hope I won't climb up. not there.
We'll be right back.
That was The Bugs. Gonna Find Me a Girl is the name of the song. It was a 1967 acetate recording. Went unreleased. They were from Massachusetts. Yes. Better known for their song Slide. Coming up, we're going to hear from The Moods. We're advancing forward through time. The Moods, a 1980 garage rock single called Rum Drunk on His Master's Voice, another label we've heard quite a bit from. This group was from Melbourne, Australia. Then The Others with their song Gonna Leave You, released on the 1994 LP Lost in Time with Misty Lane Records. They are from Italy, active from the years 1989 to 2002. Following that, The Miracle Workers with their song Love Has No Time. This featured on the 1984 album Inside Out with Vox Records. They were from Portland, Oregon. And finally, another song by The Licorice Experiment, How Does It Sound? This came out this year. Features on their 2026 LP, Million Faces. The band is from London. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but yes, they're from London. I hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. Let me know if you got recommendations for next time. As I mentioned before, the next episode of The Fuzz will be on the 29th. The 22nd will be off the air. We're transitioning from summer to fall. And next Saturday, the 15th, will be our final episode of Tiger Beach Freakout. But if you want a little extra surf hit, I will be appearing on DJ Byte's Mad World show tomorrow at 8 p.m., and we'll be doing a spooky surf show, so that'll be exciting. Yes, indeed. But let's keep it fuzzy for now. Here is Rum Drunk by The Moods, 1980, from Melbourne. Thank you.
waiting. I feel the danger lurking. I gotta hide my ego. Gotta give down a farewell. Is that leaving things up? To keep your feet on the ground. Am I saying goodbye now? I'm sorry that I let you down, down. I've let you down, down. I've let you down. I'm a liar, I'm a sinner, I'm a loser, I'm a winner. I'm a rebel, troublemaker, I'm a winger, I'm the devil. How does it sound, sound? How does it sound, sound? How does it sound?
Surprise, I saw that you took it to my eyes. What's your problem?
Okay. We're coming up on the end of the hour pretty soon. Yes, indeed. What you just heard was The Gruesomes. The song is called What's Your Problem? It featured on the 1986 album Tyrants of Teen Trash with OG Music. That's the name of the label. The Gruesomes are a well-known garage revival group out of Montreal in Canada. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's looking like we might wrap up a little bit early. I'll cherry pick some selections from the catalog here. But we got a few more songs for the fuzz. Little Sister is the name of the first one. It's by a group called The Incredible Staggers, also just known as The Staggers. This track featured on the 2007 compilation album Ballroom Bash Volume 1 with Sound Flat Records. Discogs calls them a neo-60s garage punk band. They are from Vienna in Austria. Then we're going to hear The Gun Club, a band I know and love well. They have an album called Fire of Love, which I've spent many, many hours with. And The Gun Club are kind of unique. They got their start in the late 70s, I believe. They are one of the first cow punk bands. Yeah, they formed in 79, I'm sorry. They were one of the first cow punk bands, which is also known as country punk, but cow punk just comes from putting the words cowboy and punk together. So other examples of cow punk bands include Social Distortion, and I guess you could say, like, maybe Violent Femmes. There was other groups, other names that I read last night that are slipping away from me. But I always, you know, for a long time I had a hard time understanding what cowpunk was. I guess Dead Milkmen is the first band that I came to know as a cowpunk band. But their version of cowpunk sounds different than the Gun Clubs or Social Distortions. Because it's not really like a bluesy country style. They kind of do like a almost like parody of, I don't know, they're like, they almost parody themselves small town living and things like that. But we're going to hear from the Gun Club. We're going to hear their song called The Lie. It featured on their 1983 EP Death Party with Animal Records. The band originally formed as The Creeping Ritual in 1979 in Los Angeles, but they changed their name to The Gun Club based on a suggestion from Keith Morris, lead singer of the Circle Jerks, who was roommates with one of the members of The Gun Club. I highly recommend this band. Fire Love is an excellent album. Miami also gets talked about a lot. Me and my brother, we used to play their song She's Like Heroin to Me. They're just a good band. And The Lie is a pretty good song, too. I would say The Lie does not necessarily have the full scope of the bluesy country style that got them the cowpunk label. I would actually say The Lie is almost more of a garage punk tune, which is why it's featured on this episode. But if you listen to their other music, you'll know kind of what I'm talking about. And then we're going to wrap it up with The Gories, another song from The Gories, There But For the Grace of God Go I, featured on their 1992 LP release Outta Here with Crypt Records, another label we hear from frequently. But first we'll hear Little Sister by The Staggers. And if we got a few extra minutes at the end, I'll just throw in some stuff out of the automated system. Stick around for that. I thank you for listening. Tune into Mad World tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. I will be appearing on the show, and DJ Bites and I will be doing a spooky surf episode. The last episode of Tiger Beach Freakout will be next Saturday, the 15th. The final episode of the seasonal summer-only surf show that I've been doing this summer. The 22nd will be off the air, automated programming. We'll be doing automated programming. And then the 29th will be the next episode of The Fuzz. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here's Little Sister by the Incredible Staggers. Thank you, thank you.
Don't you kiss me once or twice? They say it's very nice to tell you.